Good afternoon, this is Max Shea again, and you're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 990. This is hour number one. We start with music for harps with James Tenney. First, selections from 64 studies for six harps, studies 33 and 34, music recorded at the California Institute of the Arts in November of 2017. From a 1985 composition, 64 studies for six harps. Then from Ben Melski of the Chicago Harp Lab, we'll hear two compositions by Tomas Guglio, After Ladio and Felt, which are fused together as intended by the composer. And this is from Ben Melski and the Ensemble Dal Niente, which is the ensemble he frequently works with. However, in this piece, After Ladio and Felt are for solo harp. This comes from the Experimental Sound Studios in Chicago from 2018 and 2019. 2014 composition from Tomas Guglio, Ben Melski, After Ladio and Felt, that's a new release on New Focus Recordings. And we end with Anne LeBaron on amplified violin and Leroy Jenkins on amplified violin by Leroy Jenkins and electric harp and live electronics by Anne LeBaron. Music recorded at Disney Hall, CalArts in 2002 from Anne LeBaron's CD 1243 on Innova Recordings, released in 2010. First, James Tenney. This is selections 33 and 34 from 64 studies for six harps. This is Martian Gardens, episode 990. That's 990, hour number one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 990, experimental and modern classical music every week. What we just heard was from Anne LeBaron. We heard Mirage. We started with James Tenney in that set for harp music. James Tenney's selections from 64 Studies for Six Harps. 64 Studies for Six Harps was composed in 1985, released in 2018 on New World Records, and this was recorded by the numerous harpists listed on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog, music recorded at the California Institute of the Arts in Valencia in November of 2017. We heard James Tenney's Harp Studies numbers 33 and 34. And then from Ben Melski of the Chicago Harp Lab, we heard After Ladio and Felt, Parts 1 and 2. That's a composition by Thomas Giglio from a CD released on New Focus Recordings from 2019. Ben Melski and Ensemble Del Niente. And there was no ensemble, just solo harp here, performed by Ben Melski at Experimental Sound Studios in Chicago in 2018 and 2019. We then ended with Anne LeBaron and a Mirage from her double CD of harp and harp with accompaniment from Innova Recordings, a double CD called 1, 2, 4, 3, and that was released in 2010. That was music performed with the late Leroy Jenkins, who provides the amplified violin here, and Electric Harp and Live Electronics by Anne LeBaron, recorded at Disney Hall at CalArts in Valencia, once again, in 2002. And we'll continue with the music in a similar vein, with the electroacoustic processing. We'll hear first Jin-Hee Kim performing with Jerry Hemingway a piece called Unknot. 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 And this is from Jin-Hee Kim's Sound Universe, released in 2009 on Living Tones. Jin-Hee Kim, Korean native, studied here in the U.S. With Lou Harrison, and has been married to Joseph Celli, who we'll hear next. I don't know, married to Joseph Celli for, must be over 30 years now. And this features the Korean zither called the Kamungo, an electrified version, Electric Kamungo by Jin-Hee Kim, with percussion by Jerry Hemingway. This is an excerpt from a longer composition, Jin-Hee Kim's Sanjo Ecstasy. This was premiered at the Sanjo Festival, Jeonju, South Korea. This was composed in 2003. Jin-Hee Kim and Jerry Hemingway, Unknot. Then from Joseph Celli, we heard this organic oboe CD a couple of weeks ago. I remember it. It's one of the many OO discs releases that Joseph Celli and Jin-Hee Kim released in mostly in the 90s, introduced me to a lot of great music, including Celli's own music. This is a piece called Spiral, composed by Karlheinz Stockhausen from 1968. The Organic Oboe album was originally released in 1978, reissued on OO Discs in 1991. Stockhausen's piece is for shortwave radio, amplification system, and a soloist. Here the soloist on many instruments is Joseph Celli, oboe, English horn, electric English horn, voice, kazoo, wah-wah pedals, and other noisemakers for this very intense and noisy spatial piece from Stockhausen. After Joseph Celli, we'll hear just a couple of Whistle Improvs, from Brad Dutz, who is a percussionist to the stars. A great CV that Brad Dutz has, working with many very famous people. He released his own CD in 2003, with the Obliteration Percussion Quartet. And this is Instruments and Noises by the quartet. No percussion in these very short pieces. Many whistles and Japanese toy balloons. The personnel's listed on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. Music recorded at the Apperson Street Studios in Tayunga, Los Angeles, around the turn of the century. First, Jin-hee Kim and Jerry Hemingway. This is called Unknot, music for electric kimono and percussion.
Thank you.
That's the Brad Dutz Obliteration Quartet. The Brad Dutz Obliteration Percussion Quartet, I should say. Improvising on many musical instruments. We heard first Many Whistles. That was the one with the avian imitations. And then Japanese Toy Balloons. These are one of a few tracks on the Brad Dutz Obliteration Percussion Quartet release from 2003 that features no percussion. We started with Jinhee Kim and Jerry Hemingway. That was called Unknot from Jinhee Kim's Sound Universe, released on the Living Tones label in 2009. That's Jinhee Kim's own imprint. Then from Joseph Chelly, who is married to Jinhee Kim from going back at least 30 years, I'd say. Joseph Chelly, we heard him perform Stockhausen's Spiral, which is a 1968 composition, and that's on Joseph Chelly's debut solo release, Organic Oboe, which first showed up on a limited run LP in 1978, and then reissued by Chelly on his own label, OO Discs, in 1991. And that was for a shortwave radio amplification system and soloist, all instruments performed by Joseph Chelly. And again, we end with Brad Dutz and the Obliteration Percussion Quartet, Many Whistles, and Japanese Toy Balloons. Improvisations from Brad Dutz Obliteration Percussion Quartet. And we'll end the hour with a more mellow fare from Roscoe Mitchell. We'll hear Roscoe Mitchell on solo alto saxophone, a piece called Beyond Neptune. And this is on his 3-CD set from 2003 called Solo 3 from Mutable Music. That's music recorded at the Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin. Roscoe Mitchell, Beyond Neptune, and we'll follow this with the world fusion group from the 90s, Transmission, featuring Stephen Kent and Beth Custer, and a piece called Space. And this comes from A Day Out of Time on the City of Tribes label, which handled all the Transmission music. And this was their last release, I believe, at least the last official release, a live album from 1999, recorded at St. John's Church in Berkeley, California, July 25th, 1998. First, Roscoe Mitchell. This is called Beyond Neptune, music for alto saxophone.
Thank you. Uh-huh.